Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Borderline Personality Disorder Survival, Guide for You and Your Relationship by Julie Griffiths, is a practical mental health self-help guide focused on borderline personality disorder and its effects on intimate and family relationships. It is positioned for readers who need accessible explanations of emotional instability, impulsivity, fear of abandonment, unstable self-image, and conflict patterns associated with BPD. The book belongs to the relationship-centered psychology and recovery guide category rather than academic psychiatry. Its purpose is to translate clinical ideas into practical steps for people with BPD and for partners, relatives, and friends who are trying to respond constructively. Available information indicates an emphasis on understanding symptoms, improving communication, setting boundaries, using therapy such as dialectical behavior therapy, and considering medication when appropriate. As a survival guide, it aims to reduce confusion and reactivity by showing how knowledge, treatment, and relationship skills can support recovery and stability over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD through emotional dysregulation and relationship strain. A central topic of the book is the explanation of borderline personality disorder as more than ordinary moodiness or difficult behavior. The guide appears to frame BPD around intense emotional reactivity, unstable self-perception, fear of abandonment, impulsive responses, and repeated interpersonal conflict. This matters because people close to someone with BPD often focus only on the visible crisis, such as anger, withdrawal, accusations, or sudden changes in closeness. By connecting these behaviors to emotional dysregulation, the book helps readers interpret them as symptoms that require structure and treatment rather than as purely intentional harm. This does not excuse damaging behavior, but it changes the response from blame to informed management. The relationship focus is important because BPD symptoms often intensify in situations involving attachment, rejection, perceived criticism, or uncertainty. A practical guide in this area must therefore explain both the inner experience of the person with BPD and the pressure placed on partners and family members. The value of this topic is that it gives readers a shared vocabulary for recognizing patterns before they escalate into repeated cycles of panic, conflict, guilt, and repair. Secondly, using treatment frameworks such as DBT to manage symptoms. The book emphasizes that BPD is not simply a relationship problem and should not be handled only through patience or reassurance. Available descriptions connect the guide to evidence-based treatment ideas, especially dialectical behavior therapy, which is widely associated with BPD care. In practical terms, this means focusing on emotional regulation, distress tolerance, interpersonal effectiveness, and awareness of thoughts and feelings before acting on them. The book likely presents treatment as a structured pathway rather than a quick cure. This is important because BPD symptoms can create urgent pressure for immediate relief, while sustainable improvement usually depends on repeated skill practice and professional support. The guide also acknowledges that medication may be relevant when used appropriately, particularly for associated symptoms such as depression, anxiety, or mood instability, while therapy remains central. The reasoning behind this approach is that intense emotions cannot be resolved only by arguing about facts or demanding calm. Skills are needed to slow reactions, name emotions, tolerate distress, and choose less destructive responses. By directing readers toward recognized therapeutic methods, the book avoids reducing recovery to willpower and instead places change within a realistic clinical and behavioral framework. Thirdly, setting boundaries without abandoning compassion, a major relationship issue addressed by the guide is boundary setting. In relationships affected by BPD, partners and relatives can become trapped between two ineffective extremes. One extreme is over-accommodation, where they give in to every emotional demand to prevent conflict. The other is harsh rejection, where frustration leads to withdrawal, criticism, or ultimatums without support. The book places boundaries in the middle of these responses. Boundaries clarify what behavior is acceptable, what consequences will follow, and what each person can realistically provide. This is especially important because fear of abandonment can make limits feel threatening to someone with BPD, while lack of limits can leave loved ones exhausted and resentful. A useful boundary is not a punishment. It is a predictable structure that reduces confusion and helps both sides know what will happen during conflict. The book appears to connect boundaries with communication because limits must be stated calmly and consistently to be effective. The practical value of this topic lies in its realism. Love, empathy, or loyalty alone cannot stabilize a relationship if one person has no protection from emotional volatility and the other has no clear expectations for safer behavior. Fourthly, improving communication during conflict and emotional escalation, The guide gives significant attention to communication because BPD-related conflict often accelerates quickly. A minor misunderstanding may be experienced as rejection, criticism, betrayal, or impending abandonment. When this happens, ordinary debate can become ineffective because the emotional state of the moment is stronger than the content of the disagreement. The book, therefore, points readers toward communication that is clear, calm, and structured. This can include validating emotional experience without agreeing with every interpretation, avoiding inflammatory language, pausing when conversations become unsafe, and returning to the issue when both people are more regulated. The reasoning is concrete. And Fincher, we're caught. If a partner responds to panic with defensiveness, the person with BPD may feel more threatened. If the partner responds by surrendering every point, the relationship loses honesty and stability. Effective communication requires separating emotion from accusation. For example, the fear behind a statement may be real even when the conclusion is inaccurate. This distinction allows loved ones to show care while still maintaining reality and boundaries. The book stands in the practical guide tradition by treating communication not as a soft interpersonal ideal, but as a daily management tool for reducing escalation. Lastly, balancing support, self-care, and realistic recovery expectations. Another important topic is the need for recovery expectations that protect both the person with BPD and the people close to them. The book appears to present recovery as possible but demanding, requiring treatment, skill building, patience, and ongoing adjustment. This balanced framing is essential because BPD can lead to cycles of hope and disappointment. A crisis may create promises of change, while later stress may bring back familiar patterns. Without realistic expectations, partners may either give up too quickly or remain in harmful dynamics because they confuse endurance with support. The guide also emphasizes self-care for loved ones. This is not secondary to recovery. A partner or family member who is constantly anxious, sleep-deprived, isolated, or afraid of conflict becomes less able to respond thoughtfully. Support must include limits on rescuing, attention to personal emotional health, and recognition of when professional help is needed. The book, therefore, treats recovery as a shared environment, but not a shared diagnosis. Loved ones can offer structure, empathy, and encouragement, yet they cannot do the therapeutic work for the person with BPD. This distinction makes the guidance more practical and ethically grounded. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an accessible, relationship-focused introduction to living with borderline personality disorder. People diagnosed with BPD may benefit from its explanations of emotional dysregulation, treatment options, and practical coping approaches. Partners, relatives, and friends may find it useful for understanding why conflict can become so intense and why boundaries, communication, and self-care are necessary, rather than selfish. Its practical benefit is not that it replaces therapy, but that it can make therapy-related concepts easier to recognize in daily life. Intellectually, it helps readers move beyond stereotypes of BPD by linking difficult behaviors to patterns of fear, instability, and emotional overwhelm while still preserving personal responsibility. Compared with more clinical books, it appears to stand out through its direct attention to relationships and the needs of both sides of the disorder. Compared with general relationship advice, it is more specific about BPD symptoms, treatment frameworks such as DBT, and the importance of structured responses. Its realistic positioning is as a survival guide for orientation, reflection, and first-line practical strategies. Readers facing severe crisis, self-harm risk, abuse, or complex psychiatric symptoms should still seek professional support, but the book can provide a clearer starting point for informed action. If you would like to support Julie Griffiths, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.